thank you for being here for hour number two of the Internet Advisor. The Wild and Woolly Group is here. We have Ed Rudell. Hi, Eddie. How you doing?
Oh, man. I'm doing good.
He's my co-pilot today, Gary Baker.
All sugared up.
We are celebrating, by the way, Ed's birthday. How you want to reveal?
I'm only 51 years young.
My goodness, you're a young little whippersnapper.
Yeah, you know, it's not as big. Yeah, I didn't know it was my birthday.
There you go.
Until I saw my Facebook posts.
That's right. He didn't even know.
Really?
Until like 10 o'clock. I mean, I knew, but that was like a week earlier. My life's been kind of hectic recently.
So now, wait a minute. Don't you get your ARP card in the mail soon?
I think I got it like a week after I turned 50.
Yeah. Do not scorn that, my friend.
Oh, no, I'm not scorning it. I've got a little ways to go yet.
You got to trust Foster. I mean, here's a guy who's been around since the Conestoga wagons.
Are either of you in the 50s? You're in the 50s. Cal?
I'm close.
Oh,
come on.
Get out of here.
How many retirement
packages?
You crossed
the half century mark a while back.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's just say I have some experience.
Now, you young whippersnapper.
Yes, I'm the young whippersnapper. Not that much, but I've got about
a few years before you close. Well, you just had a birthday suit to Disney.
Yes, yes. Over the holidays. Yes.
Oh, my.
Rich Rosensky, our engineer, great with the sound effects.
Who is also probably younger than all four of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Divide our age in half and you got it. All right, Shane Hamlin in studio here. Shane is not only a tech advisor for us, but he also is somebody who has their own computer store. But that'll play into it, by the way, our first call coming up in just a little bit. And that is Comtech Services in
Sterling Heights. And Shaner, we get a lot of our listeners into my store, not just necessarily to buy something or get something fixed, but a lot of times just come in and chit-chat.
Just get your autograph. Yeah.
Yes.
Instead of you getting their autograph.
They bring me pizza and hamburgers and all kinds of good
stuff. Of
course,
he'll take their autograph anytime on the bottom of a check or a charge card.
Exactly.
You know, because it's amazing how many people just want someone they know they can trust.
They drive from Port Huron, I mean, all over to come in just to hang out. Not to hang out, but, you know, talk about technology because they know they're going to get a one-on-one conversation.
And I think that is the big deal. And I know, for instance, with the Mac group meetings, Cal, that you're part of now, that is the real magic of it. You get to talk with other people who have been using it for a long time. I know when I went over there for my Mac, I love talking with people who are very, very approachable. Well, about the issues.
Well, the bottom line nowadays when it comes to technology, and Shane knows this probably better than any of us sitting in it right here right now, it's not the product, because the product is the same for everybody. I mean, a PC is a PC, whether you get it from Dell, HP, whatever, that sort of thing. It is the service. The service is what makes the difference between the two. It's how you're handled with that transaction. It's how you're supported with that piece of technology that makes the difference. It's like when you come to the Mac group meeting, it's about how the people handle you there. It's all about service.
Well, and it's not just that. It's just a lot of people just won't sit down and read a manual. But for us that have and have made all the mistakes, they want to be able to ask you a question in plain language.
Yes.
And be able to get an answer and you interpret it. You know where they're heading. You know, you tell a machine that, they'll take you literally. You type that into a Google search, it'll take you literally.
It's a total experience when you go. I think that's kind of where the future of, I don't want to say computer stores, but it's almost like a computer boutique now. I hate to say that
exactly.
word.
Exactly.
Where you can come in. I don't know. You've been in my store.
Yes.
It's very relaxing. It's inviting. You know, nice lighting.
They've got
colors,
green tea. Candles are burning. There's a lava light in the corner.
You can come in. Have a seat. I've got enough technology there. We can talk about it.
Yeah.
We can plan out how you want to use technology. Because that's usually the first thing I say. We talk about you. You know, what do you do? What do you want to do? What do you want to learn?
I want to hook it up to a sewing machine. I want to hook it up to my, I want to do scrapbooking. I want to do this, you know.
Hey, this is all cues for one of our listeners, who is Dennis Bailey, who is joining us today. Dennis, thank you very much for being here with us on the Internet Advisor.
Well, thank you.
Now, Dennis sent us an email in which he said essentially that he's looking for a new computer for your wife, right?
Correct.
Okay. And what kind of things is she involved in doing?
Well, she's into scrapbooking, and she wants to be able to use several large programs and download videos and just takes a lot of capacity.
Okay.
And speed.
And, well, I was going to ask, what type of computer do you have right now?
Well, I've got four of them, and none of them are adequate. They're really? All custom built, but I've always, I guess, gone on the light side, not because I wanted to, but because I didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to remedy that this time. I want to...
You
actually want to go overboard and have extra capacity.
Okay, let me tell you what we're going to do in just a little bit with Dennis, is we're going to have the guys, we're going to kind of do what you were talking about, Shane,
yeah.
is invite him into, if you will, our little studio here, boutique.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do, folks, is we're going to try to go through the process with Dennis about developing a computer that meets the needs that his wife has. So, Dennis, I'm going to put you on hold for a sec, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to come back in just a little bit, and we're going to talk with him about what that means.
Yeah.
And as folks, as we go through this process, I hope that you'll stick around, because as we're going through it, it's you're going to be kind of, you know, sitting in the next chair, and you've got your specifications for your computer. And I think as we go through, you're going to hear some of the questions that these guys ask Dennis about what he wants and what the options are will be very, very valuable in your search for your next computer. And we're going to have Ed and Shane and Cal helping Dennis in just a little bit to get the answers for his particular needs, but I think it'll be a bigger application to what you're looking forward to as well. So stick around for that very practical application of your next computer hunt coming up next. Welcome to the second hour now of the Internet Advisor. And in this one, what we normally do when we have a live program on our flagship station WJR is we take calls from you folks, our listeners out there. And when we pre-record our programs, as we have for this January 24th, what we do is that we have a connection to some of our listeners out there who have sent us emails during the week. And Dennis Bailey is with us right now. Dennis, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Okay, good. We got a good connection here now. Dennis, where are you calling us from?
Tecumseh, Michigan.
From Tecumseh. Okay, down towards Toledo. Matter of fact, my sister lives in Tecumseh. Beautiful little town.
It is.
Yes, it is.
And, okay, Dennis, your question to us was, your wife loves to scrapbook, right?
Right.
And you want, and money is not necessarily an object, we're not going to throw any money away, but you would like to either buy or have built a new computer for your wife, right?
Yeah, right. Preferably have one built, because my research, I don't think I can buy one that's going to meet all the needs.
Okay.
I think you're going to have to sacrifice in some areas if you just buy one.
Well, all right, we got three guys in here. Shane is going to take lead on this because he has his own shop here in the Detroit area. So let's start with you, Shane.
You know, now
Dennis was walking into your store.
You know, Dennis, you mentioned, you know, scrapbooking is the main purpose for this machine.
Correct.
In my opinion, in my experience, scrapbooking is probably one of the least taxing. I mean, believe it or not, one of the least taxing things you can do with a higher end system. You know, when someone walks in the door and says, "Hey, I'm going to be gaming with this machine," then I kind of go, "Oh boy, this is going to be a build." You know, we've got to worry about graphics and 3D and all this stuff.
And memory and disk storage.
Yeah,
audio.
We're scrapping, scrapbooking, even with the scrapbook software that comes with the cutters and the printers. You know, lots of storage space, you know, hits kind of with patterns and things like that. You're going to want a lot of storage space. Maybe a solid-state drive, you know, speed of accessing those patterns.
Mm-hmm.
But Photoshop and those types of programs take a lot of memory.
Correct. Now,
okay, so you're doing Photoshop, so you're right.
That
does the bump. That bumps it up.
Correct. It moves it up to...
anything you can think of, she'll have on here.
Yeah, I mean, what I want to do, and this is what I always do with my customers, is I don't let them overthink it. You know, they're coming in and they're like thinking about all these numbers and processors, XY16, 84.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to do that, because I know for a fact, because I've done this for so long. I feel like the what was that show back in the 90s? A Pretender, was it? Where he did everything.
MacGyver.
I'm a graphic artist as well. I do a lot of graphic arts myself. So I'm familiar with Photoshop and Adobe and all those things. But, you know, yeah, RAM and memory is very important.
Right.
But nowadays, when you get a new system, you know, you're coming with 8 gigs of RAM.
To start with.
You know, to start with.
And bumping it to 16 is no big deal.
You know, 16, to bump it up, RAM has kind of gone down in price like our gasoline. It's nice and cheap.
You can't have over 8 if you only have a 32-bit system, can you?
Well, we're not going to get you into a 32-bit system. Unless your software dictates that you have to have 32-bit. which I don't think it does. I mean, most of this new software is 64-bit.
Those are some of the things I'm wondering about. What about the virus protection and spyware?
Well, we'll get to that. That's like frosting on the cake.
That's the easy stuff. Trust me.
We just finished Dad's birthday cake.
But I mean, does that operate on 64-bit systems?
Yeah, of course.
Just about any 32-bit program, any program that's written to run on a 32-bit system will run on a 64-bit system.
Can we stop for just a second for people listening out there? What's the big deal about 32-64? Just quickly.
Well, it's the mode of processing on you've got different applications. You know, you've got a 32-bit.
You're going from a two-lane highway
to a four-lane highway. That's a good example, yes.
Okay.
Most everything nowadays is 64-bit.
Okay, so right out of the gate then, Dennis, 64-bit is going to be the bottom line, right?
Okay, what about Windows 7 or Windows 8? You have no problem going with Windows 8?
Well, I'd rather have 7, but I understand that they're going to have free update to Windows 10 this year.
With either 7 or 8, so whichever
with
you
either one,
get.
Yeah. And the new Windows 10, by the way, will have a lot of benefits under the hood, and in addition to that, it will look like Windows 7 Cal.
If I could just roll the wagons back in the circle again, are you going to be using this machine mostly, or is she going to be using this machine mostly?
Well, if I can get her to learn to use it proficiently, she will, but I'm sure that I'll be involved.
What is she using currently?
Well, right now she has a laptop and a desktop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and she does...
And what do they run, by the way? Excuse me. What's the operating system?
Windows 7.
7, okay.
Okay, so she's already familiar with the operating system, so that's good to have that too. What does she actually do with the machine?
Well, right now, other than classes that she takes online...
Okay.
So that's browsing on the internet?
Yep, and email. Oh.
Okay, email. Lots of email.
Oh, lots of email.
And with the email, does she deal with pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, lots of pictures.
Yep.
Yep. What about social media, like Facebook or with family and friends?
Not much of that.
Okay.
How about videos?
Oh, yeah, a lot of video.
Okay, so she downloads a lot of videos, watches them on YouTube?
Yep, a lot of them.
So where does the scrapbooking come in with the use of the computer?
Well, actually, a lot of it's... instructional. Mm-hmm.
So she uses it to learn more about the scrapbooking thing rather than actually do scrapbooking.
Well, that plus she has a, I think they call it a Silhouette and a Cricut and all kinds of machines.
So she has the cutters.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it is going to take a lot of memory.
No, not really.
Now here's a tough question. Where is she at so we could talk to her?
She's in the shower.
Good answer.
Good place for her. Okay.
She'll get to hear this afterwards.
And the only reason why I was asking is I'd like to get a good touch on exactly what she's going to be doing with it, because that helped Shane to be able to come up with ideas as far as the hardware, so we can nail this down as close as possible. The greatest challenge when you're doing a custom machine is not to buy too little computer, but you don't want to buy too much computer. Well, you want to get that nice balance.
Well, it sounds like he's getting tired of buying the low-end computers, and he wants top of line. He doesn't want to deal with it anymore.
Right. I bought four or five of them on I wouldn't say on the lower end. I mean, each one of them have been well over $1,000, but
whoa.
I don't want to do that anymore. I don't care if it costs two or three times that. I want to do it right and be done with it.
Well, come on down. No. You know, when a customer walks in my store, it's not about the money for us. It's about getting what you need.
Yeah.
Granted, sales are great, but you know what? A nice i7 machine with 16 gigs of RAM, maybe a solid-state hard drive, a Windows 7 Pro 64-bit is pretty much all you're going to need.
But I would go a little bit further than what Shane's doing. Everything he said was great, but in addition, I would add to that machine an additional USB card to it with four ports on it, so I could have all those different cutters you have hooked up at the same time.
Okay, let's step back.
Okay, but
Dennis, hang on, guys.
No. No.
We're throwing a lot of information here. Let's step back for a minute, and what I want to do, you just listed off a bunch of things, Shane. Let's go i7, i7, and that is referring to the Intel processor.
The core processor, correct.
i7 processor, go ahead. You had i7, how much RAM?
16 gigabytes.
I'd rather change that to say 32 gig.
You can you can bump. Is this gonna be a desktop?
You can you can do 32 gigs. Yes.
Okay, so this is a desktop.
Yep. And you were talking about USB ports. That's another thing on my list.
Yeah,
and
you
extra Ethernet port and.
Okay, hang on. We'll get to that. Hang on. Yeah. We'll get to that.
Well, are you wireless at home or are you hardwired?
We are. I do have a wireless network, but I want to hardwire this. I think you get better performance.
Okay, so hang on a second. Let me get through these things because people are probably taking notes too. So it's an i7, 16 gigabytes of RAM, hardwired, and in terms of the drive, we're going to be like, what?
Well, no. You can do what I would do is we'll do a dual system here.
This is going to be a dual, okay?
We'll
so hang on, Dennis, because
dual hard drive. You mean?
Hang on, just a second. So tell me what a dual means.
Yeah, we're going to have two hard drives in the system. We're going to have
one of my questions.
We're going to have a standard SATA hard drive in there. That's right. A 1.5 terabyte, 2 terabytes.
Okay.
And that's going to be your big storage.
Okay.
And then we're going to have a smaller solid state
SSD, a solid state drive
with no moving parts. It's going to be a lot faster. That we're going to run our
8 gigs.
Probably 100, probably 250.
Okay, 250. Now, hang on a second, Dennis. We're going to come back, and we're going to continue this conversation with you and spell a little more of this out so other folks can be listening and thinking about themselves and their systems as well. So we're right back. My co-pilot today is the birthday boy, Mr. Ed Rudell. Good to have you, Eddie.
Glad to be here.
Get any more of that cake?
Yes, there's a little bit more out there.
It's good stuff.
It was good. Thank you, Rich. Yep. We're dancing around. That's a sugar high that's going on here. Rich Luzinski, our engineer, and also our call screener in the background. Shane Hamlin is in here.
Hey.
And also Kel Carson. And what we're doing, we're talking with one of our listeners. What we do when we have the live program, you call in, we have problems, we try to solve. We also, during the week, and anytime you want, you can get hold of us by going to internetadvisor.net, hitting the Contact Us button, and sending us, and you folks who are listening to our affiliates, please get in touch with us from wherever you're hearing us, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Battle Creek, wherever it happens to be, and we will be happy to answer your question about the specific problem you're having. And simply go to internetadvisor.net and hit the Contact Us button. So,
you know, could we possibly do this show in reverse one time where we get to call people and tell them our problems?
There we go. Dennis, you don't want to hear our problems, I guess. Do you?
Are you talking to me?
Oh, yeah. He didn't get to hear that conversation.
He answered that one correctly.
Dennis Bailey is with us from Tecumseh, Michigan. He is one of the folks who had gotten hold of us by email, and he's interested in building getting or building a brand new computer for his wife, who is very much into scrapbooking. And we've been talking about some of the ways you go through making the decisions. That really, Dennis, is what we've been talking about here. And by the way, Shane is more than happy. We'll make sure we get in contact with you off the air and give you the number so you can get hold of Shane.
Oh, great.
And you can talk with him. Or if you want, he said people drive in from all over the place.
It's a little bit of a haul for him.
Drive up I-75 and maybe about an hour you can get there.
That's definitely something we can do by email, though. Yeah, so
we can do by email as well. But in any case, Dennis, so far we've been talking about you want to build this for your wife who likes scrapbooking. And you want something. You've been buying these different machines that run Windows 7, laptops she's had, an older desktop, and you want to give her something that's substantial so that you don't have to do this again in another few years, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you just heard in the first part of our program, Windows 10 is coming out, and that if you've got a Windows 7 machine, by near the end of this year, probably in the fall when Windows 10 comes out, you can upgrade for free for a full year from Windows 7 and get that on your machine without having to add anything else, and you'll be up to date with the latest system. So you're in like Flynn. And then that means if you've got the hardware you want, you should be cooking. Now, we talked about the fact that it's going to be a 64-bit system. Don't even think of 32, unless, I think, Ed, you had said it, or somebody had said, unless the software happens to require that. But in this particular case, that isn't the case. All right, because she's on a Windows 7 program right now.
Correct.
So, you want a desktop, not a laptop, right?
Correct.
Okay. And that will allow you to put in a whole bunch of different kind of hardware. By the way, Ed, we were talking about this before. The advantage of a desktop over laptop, Ed, is
you can put additional media in there, cards and adapters, and
yeah. So don't write desktops off. Very often we tell people, well, why don't you just have a laptop if you're going to do some simpler kind of things? But in this particular case, Shane, do you think it's wise then to have a desktop where you can put a little more stuff in
desktop
there?
Desktop is fine. That's really, because it's upgradable in the future,
right?
Not with what we're building here. we're building Super Beast here. You're not going to have to upgrade this, period.
Right. I mean, it's, but you'll have room in the cabinet you that you can do different things.
Correct.
Now, what we have suggested to you up this point, Dennis, is an i7 processor.
Correct. Which, now we don't want to get too crazy with the i7 because you can do a quad core, a 6-core, and an 8-core. Any one of those will be just fine. And they range in price, probably from $200 up to
like $600.
Yeah, I mean,
and spending more
just for the processor. Yeah.
And spending more does not necessarily get it to do what you want to do any better.
Not for what he wants it to do.
Not for what you want to do. Okay, you understand that, Dennis?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when somebody comes in, maybe you have the money available, saying, "Well, I'll just pay for the biggest and the most." That's necessarily.
Yeah. And there's ways to do that where you can take that money that you would have saved on buying, say, an 8-core and put it towards maybe better quality RAM, a little larger solid-state drive. Because solid-state drives are a little expensive
because they're
so fast. I mean, here's something you'll turn on your desktop and Windows 7 or 8 will actually load in 5 seconds and you're up and running.
And so that is the nature of a dual drive.
Correct.
And folks who are listening, that is where you have an SSD, a solid-state drive. It could be any size, a 126 or 128, rather, 256, or up to a half a gig.
And let me explain what the solid-state is for those people listening. Well, what's that? Basically, you've got two types of drives. You've got the action drives that are, movable parts inside it, which are the SATA, the standard drives that everyone has now. They've got the little needle, and it moves along the disk, and it's got moving parts. And then you have a solid-state drive that has no moving parts. It acts just like a thumb drive. And they're so much faster accessing data.
And that is where you put your basic operating system.
But your OS and your most common, like I tell people, either gamers or people that run CAD software or Photoshop, put that program on there as well.
Okay.
Your OS and your active programs.
So your wife does a lot with Photoshop, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would go on the solid state drive.
Right. But any data that she saves, any photos that she renders or videos that she edits or saves would go on the large honking
SATA drive. SATA drive. Suggested, for instance, even 2 terabytes.
2 terabyte SATA drive. She can store all she wants in there, make all the folders she wants, have a library galore there.
Okay.
And then one thing I'm going to tell you, and I don't want to get too far, you're going to want to set up some kind of a cloud storage that backs that up as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Microsoft does that with the Windows 8 and 10.
Yes.
You'll have that ability. And
I think that's secure then.
Yes, very secure.
So, but and that's the whole, and Cal, as a matter of fact, is a person who is very much a passionate believer in and teacher of backup. Right. And that's another thing for another discussion.
Now, Shane, are you recommending that users, people that buy desktops nowadays that are getting Windows 7, are you trying to talk to them into possibly getting a monitor that supports touchscreen for the Windows 8, Windows 10?
Can they do that down the road?
Is that something they could do down the road?
They can do that anytime.
Okay.
Anytime. But for what you're doing, the scrapbooking stuff, you don't need to get the touchscreen right now.
Right.
So you can use a monitor you have. Do you have a good monitor right now?
I do have a good one. That was one of my questions, though.
Mm-hmm.
And Windows 10, is that going to be a touchscreen only?
No.
Okay. It's going to be whatever you want it to
be. Yes, exactly.
Actually, Windows 10 will have a feature in it where you can operate it like Windows 7.
Oh, mm-hmm. Great.
Exactly.
Yeah. It'll fit your needs.
It'll look just like your old desktop.
Yeah, with a desktop, touchscreen to me would be really.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, that'll give me repetitive injury of my shoulder.
Yeah, you got to reach up to do everything.
Well, if you've ever used it, it's wonderful on smaller devices. On bigger screens like that, it doesn't make much sense.
Correct.
So mouse and keyboard, just fine.
And what we'll have to do is we'll have to match up your monitor with the input-output for the video.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not doing, you mentioned videos and instructional videos, but those aren't 3D or CAD or gaming. You can, any video card, onboard video card will run that fine.
Okay, so you don't need a special video card.
And most motherboards now are going to have your HDMI output.
Okay.
Or, it's going to have an Intel HD 4000, which is a plenty fine card.
Okay.
For
and audio?
You're doing. And audio, yeah. You're gonna have 5.1, 7.1 built into these motherboards now anyway.
Okay. Now, is the motherboard a significant concern?
Nope.
Okay.
As long as it supports the CPU and the RAM, it can be any, we'll run any, Gigabit, Asus, whatever you want, MSI.
Cal, before you made the point that you're going to want also to be able to put a number of inputs into this thing because of the devices. You mentioned the Silhouette and the Cricket, as two devices that she has right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying that you
I was saying that in addition to what Shane was talking about, depending on the number of ports that's going to be on that motherboard that he's going to have in that machine, I might want to add a USB card, a USB 3 card in there, and attach all those various devices directly to the machine so they're always there ready for her to use anytime she wants.
So lots of USB ports.
Because right now a new system that we're putting in, we're selling in our store, comes with anywhere from 8 to 10 USB 3 ports now.
Wow. And USB 3 is the new higher one.
Yeah,
right?
You'll see it's got a little blue tongue inside of it, a little blue tag.
Right. The the one that we were talking about a couple weeks ago that was just ratified is the, and they were talking about at CES, is the USB 3.1 C and B, I believe it was.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're not talking
Will
about
they work in those?
Well,
that has to be, you have to be seen.
Well, yeah, you're going to, if you have a device that's for that, yes, but I mean, you should be able to work in that.
Yeah.
Your three will work you for everything you need.
So the big thing is that she's got devices for scrapbooking that need to be hooked into this as well. There's plenty of inputs.
Correct, but if you know, here's the thing: if her device doesn't support the 3.0, it doesn't matter. I mean, 2.0, 3.0.
Dennis, anything else?
That's academic. It doesn't. Nothing you need to worry about, Dennis.
Okay, is your wife out of the shower yet?
I don't think she is.
Yeah, wise answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's like my wife an hour
we're
later.
We're teasing you because we talked about having his wife on.
So Shane, approximately how much for a system like this? You know, are we still talking like $600 to $900, $600 to $1,000?
Somewhere in there, yeah. I would probably, what I would do is take one of my existing systems that, because I have a lot of Windows 7, no, I'm sorry, I have a lot of i7, 16, 30, you know, 8 gig boards or systems, and I would
modify
it for his need.
There you go.
Customize it.
And it would make a lot more sense than building from
special ordering.
Yep. Yeah, because it can get expensive to have someone build that. You know, when I've got one, I can just take off the shelf and
exactly
customize. And that's why you watch all those custom motorcycle shows.
Yeah.
They'll grab a stock frame off the, and then they'll customize it.
Right.
Same thing.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a great example.
Because, Dennis, you had asked that question, you know, do I need to have somebody build this for me? Mm-hmm. The answer is no, because there are good systems out there that can be customized to precisely meet your needs.
Correct.
Well, but I mean, I couldn't go to Best Buy and buy one that's going to meet my needs.
No. And what this is the advantage of going to somebody like Shane.
Yeah. Correct. You want to go to a place that gamers go to get their systems built. Yeah. You know, because PC gamers, I mean, you're talking about these guys want to see the freckles on a donkey's behind at 100 yards through a scope, you know, when they're gaming.
Hey, Dennis, I hope we've helped you kind of get started on this. We're going to give you the contact. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll give you the contact information for Shane, okay?
Well, you've helped a lot. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And the best to your wife as well.
That was funny.
She's going to have lots of wrinkles. We're going to come back in the end to kind of wrap things up by talking about some of the things we've talked about today and drawing some points for our other listeners as well. This has been kind of fun. It's a little different program that we're recording for you folks. Thank you, by the way, for those folks who are listening to us on our affiliates. So glad that we could join you. And for those of you who found the podcast and downloaded it, glad to have you here as well. We've been talking with Dennis from Tecumseh, and he posed a question that we have heard in so many different ways, guys. Ed Riddell, Shane Hamlin, and Cal Carson here in studio. All you guys are techs. You've had your hands in machines. You've built them. You've torn them apart. And we talk with him about getting a computer that will do what he want or his wife wants to do. She's a scrapbooker. She's got some equipment. And he wants to, you know, just kind of be done with it, spend the money that he needs to spend, and move her up to a machine that is...
Who wouldn't spend the money so they could stop hearing their wife complain about how slow the computer is, right?
No, I'm the one... My wife doesn't complain.
Oh, okay.
I sit down at the Windows 8, and I'm thinking, I've got to do something, because this is like a five-year-old machine.
You know, you're right. I'm projecting again, aren't I? You know, because it's really my frustration. Oh, I got to fix this again.
I know.
You know.
Okay. No, you're right. I sat... Matter of fact, I was sitting today working on Jenny's... it was a refurb that I got like 5 years ago, and I got it out on 14 and 75.
Micro Center,
and it was a refurb, and it's an old Dell, and it's running, I don't know, a quad core, and it's kind of all she wanted was just to do email, and look at some images, and just do some basics, so it worked fine.
Yeah.
But it's driving me nuts, because it's so slow.
Well, you know, one of the things when Dennis was calling. He said he had several computers at home that were experiencing, that were slow. And there's a couple factors in there. One is, you know, a lot of people have the mentality when you buy a computer, it should last forever, just like a toaster does, or, you know. So
used to.
But it sounded like he purchased these just recently. So I couldn't fall back on that. You know, is this an instance where it's supposed to last forever? Well, you know, that isn't the case. Because it was running Windows 7, how long has Windows 7 been out, Shane? 6 years, about?
Yeah.
And so it's quite possible that he had infections or spyware or adware on here that would really slow
okay,
down.
Making a point that is a good one here. So maybe you don't need a new computer, folks, if you have a newer, let's like a 3-4
year old
machine.
So maybe it needs a tune-up.
Exactly.
Or, you know, take it to an expert, you know, the places that say, we'll give it the once through, we'll run the antivirus through it, and run the remove
and
the spyware.
And again, we're talking shops that are at, like, your local computer shops. And by the way, there's some great ones out there. And I should tell you this. If you go to internetadvisor.net, scroll to the bottom of the page, and you'll find this one with a kind of a geeky-looking guy on it. Click on that because it talks about the different computer shops that you folks have suggested to us that are near you that you say are really good. And, Shane, you're in there.
Yep.
Recommended by most of our folks. And you'll find them. This guy named Jeff Harder was from PC Gladiator out in Livonia, who has been on with us. You'll find that listed in there along with a lot of other ones down in the Toledo area. Mm-hmm. And for you folks listening to us in Battle Creek and Grand Rapids and Lansing, send us the names. We'd love to put them in there as well.
You know, and that last thing, I loved how Shane described, you know what, I'll take one of the things off the shelf, just like the motor shop guys do.
Yep.
You know, you start with the bare bones frame, mm-hmm. and then you build up from there.
Yep.
Right.
That was a great description.
So it could be that you're rather recent machine could be tuned up and working much better. Don't throw it away and buy a new one. You could use that. But again, if you go to one of your local shops, you got the kind of thing that Cal's talking about. Now, pardon me, that Shane was talking about. Just quickly, Cal, you have been a quiet partner here. You and I both work on Macs.
Yes.
Just quickly, could you think of a Mac device that would do what they're looking for?
Without a doubt. The first thing right off the top of my head would be a 27-inch iMac. Right. I would probably attach a nice USB 3.0 hub to that, maybe 4 or 5 ports along with that. You can max that out with 32 gig of RAM.
iMac is a beautiful machine for this.
Oh, it's a beautiful Retina display. It would be absolutely awesome. And then, as Ed said, I'd probably subscribe to Adobe Creative Services, do that monthly subscription, which you can start or stop at any time you want.
Mm-hmm.
But there may be other software that's available that he may want to do some work with. I did go out and look at the two print, paper cutters that he had talked about.
Silhouette and Cricut.
And they do offer software for the Mac that particular device as well.
I wanted to make sure we brought that in as well. The iMac is a beautiful desktop, but the challenge for somebody who's been working in the PC field, there's a learning curve.
For $99 at the Apple Store, they'll teach them everything they need to know, and they can go in as many times as they want and learn as much as they want. There's also user groups in the area that can be available, like the Mac group. There are a lot of Adobe user groups across the country that they can subscribe to, that they can learn stuff about Photoshop and that sort of thing.
Excellent.
At very, very low cost, if not free.
Okay, good. I wanted to bring that in. What would an iMac run that would do this kind of thing for him?
Somewhere in the neighborhood of about $2,500 should be able to take care of that very nicely.
Once again, you're going to pay for a beautiful piece of equipment, marvelous hardware, and good software that works with it. It was built to work with it.
Yes.
And
I could go to Tahiti for 2 weeks for that.
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
Or you could pay for your Microsoft subscription every year for the rest of your life. But no, I'm just kidding.
All right, Shane, let's bring it back around. Thank you, Kel. I did want to bring that in because there are some beautiful Mac devices.
There are lots of choices out there. Yep. And the real beauty of the whole thing is to sit down with someone who is computer savvy and who can take the information that you give them and translate that over into the appropriate hardware and software that's necessary for you to be able to get your job done.
And if you want to come into the Detroit area, I don't know out on the Grand Rapids area if they have one there, but they have a store in, the beautiful Apple store at Somerset.
They do have one in Grand Rapids, I believe.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yes.
And Grand Rapids, they have an Apple store, and then you have also the Partridge Creek store, which is out on the east side in Sterling Heights, if you want to get into Apple. Yeah. I'll just mention that for those of you who want to take that route.
There's choices.
Again, great instructionals there as well, and lots of people who know what they're talking about. You can keep on coming back. Now, Shane, let's go back because they are in the PC world, and it sounds like he wants to continue on in that. What did you guys hear as we were talking about this. What struck you about that conversation?
Well, people want what they want. That's one thing that
okay.
You can, you know, if they want that, and even on the phone when I was, you know, giving him my contact information, he said, you know what you talked about was great. You know, that sounds good. We'll build a big system. And then I want you to add more to that. And what we discussed, I want you to go even further. So, you know, they want what they want. He wants an 8-core i7, which I have a funny feeling he's going to get.
Yeah.
He's going to get it,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But you can take something off the shelf, as you said.
Yes.
Like, folks, if you want to watch TV, you watch the chopper shows or whatever it may be, or a car, you will take a basic system off the shelf, and then you start building on that.
Yes.
But with all due respect, I know that Shane's probably a business of integrity. And a lot of times people come in and say, I want this, and I want this, and I want this, and this, and this. And, you know, sometimes that conversation to kind of settle things down so you can really focus in what you want. Maybe you don't need 8 cores. You only need 4.
Right.
And this
right.
and that. So that after you're said and done, you walk out with a machine that's tailored for your your task, and you feel comfortable about it. You've gotten a deal that makes sense. That's what builds repeat business.
Yep.
That's what gets the word out that says, hey, go see Shane. That guy can take care of you because he knows what he's doing.
And like good Americans, more is not always better.
Well, yeah, but I've run across people that it doesn't matter what you say, and you can demonstrate it. They want the absolute best right now. And I've run across that.
In that case, you open up your wallet and you just say, come on, just dump it on in here. I'll just take it.
Yep. Unfortunately.
Shame. Because the customer is king.
You know, when I used to do a lot of stuff in private, if I was only charging $75 an hour, they wouldn't even touch me. As soon as I jacked up my rates to $200 an hour,
yeah.
I got people calling me
you
all the time.
You got very attractive.
I got very attractive. Yeah. Isn't that nuts?
I know. Cal gave me a good segue there. Opening your wallet. I've got an event coming up next month.
Oh, yes.
That I would like to talk to you about. And this is important to myself and my daughter and her friends. Michigan Law Enforcement's Polar Plunges, Valentine's Day next on the 14th of February.
Explain what a polar plunge is.
Well, somebody like me jumps into the Detroit River in February.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Were you planning on having any more children?
Well, no. I'm done already, so I'm good.
Okay.
I'm okay. And this is to benefit the Special Olympics of Michigan.
Oh, excellent.
And the team that we're on focus on autism.
And we'll put a link on the homepage.
Yeah, I've sent you the information, Foster. Excellent. You can put it up on the homepage.
That's excellent.
And it's going to be on behalf of the, I'll be team Internet Advisor team.
Excellent.
And let's get our listeners and everyone to help me raise some money for this great cause.
Wonderful.
And it's actually fun to come down and just watch. Because they dress up in costumes and they jump right off into the deep end.
What will you be dressed up as?
I haven't figured it out yet. I think I'm going to just grease myself up to protect myself. I see those guys wearing the Crisco all over. I might do that.
I really think you should take a 2x4 with you and just dress up as a popsicle.
Maybe, but head over to our website, Internet Advisor. Foster will put something up for us.
Oh yeah,
please help me out and nice
for
donation.
A very good cause. Special Thank Olympics, you. Right?
Yes.
Okay, that's Shane, the Polar Plunge, February the 14th. Thanks, guys, for being here. Great show today. If you've been listening to us on our podcast, you can download, of course, the segment. You've listened to it, and spread the good news about the Internet Advisor at InternetAdvisor.net.